everybody, it's your girl, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now tuned in to I Am Becoming Radio. And this week, I have an amazing guest, Mr. Jerome Belcher, and he is the owner of Dynamic Business Group, LLC, which is a business credit and funding brokerage. He is the amazing author of 6 amazing books. He is also a teacher, a workshop instructor at GCMI, teaching business credit. He is certified to repair your credit. He's a restoration specialist. And he got started in the business credit industry in 2016. His goals are to be an effective resource for entrepreneurs and small business owners at any level and to be able to provide support throughout the network person-to-person conversation. Welcome to I Am Becoming, Mr. Belcher.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it is always a pleasure. You are AKA my credit guru. We definitely talk frequently, and I just wanted to share you with my audience because you have such an amazing brain when it comes to the credit. We are going to get into your lovely interview. And my first question is, what are some of the misconceptions people have about credit and how it works?
Well, I think that from my experience anyway, before I start, let me preface this question and what I'm about to say, and that I have learned the vast majority of the things that I've learned about credit from the funding world, how it works, what it really means, and how to leverage it. So in my experience, you know, people think that when it comes to credit repair, they hear that and they think it's just take a bunch of stuff off. And that does the trick, and that's only really a very small part of the equation. And, you know, it gets promoted and advertised as, you know, fix your credit, remove these items, get a house or get a car. That is one of the super big myths of the world, because even if you take all that stuff off, you're not going to get a big enough point boost to go out and get an $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 car or house. That's just not the way it works. Length of credit, longest line of credit, utilization rate, and things of those natures all play in to factoring what your score is. And, you know, from what I've read and from what I've seen, most of the top wealthy people in the world, they try to keep their credit utilization right around 8% tops, which is almost hard for the normal averages, citizens. So, but that's what they do. They keep it between 8, 10, maybe at the very least. And so it's a challenge, but, you know, credit is so much more than just buying cars and houses. Credit can help fund your businesses if you know how to do it. If you know how to manage your credit cards, you can use those and leverage those into moving into, funding your business or whatever else, anything else you might want to do other than the common misconception of just buying cars and houses.
Okay, absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. So what do you feel like is the most important credit principle business owners or people looking to go into business should adapt, especially in the times that we're living in now?
Well, I mean, the thing is understanding that any new business starting up, you're not going to have revenue if you're a brand new startup. So unless you have great credit, that startup phase is going to be a little bit, you know, longer to find the right amount of funding. There's a great deal of programs out there that a lot of business owners can qualify for with the 600 credits for. So to have to say that you need a 7 or 8 in a lot of those instances isn't actually true, but that also depends on what the business is doing and the type of funding that you're looking for. So, you know, keeping your personal credit in tip-top shape. Again, we're talking about 30% or less in the utilization rate, as well as being, very responsible for how you're using it. that's one of the biggest things that you'll have to do in terms of getting funding is being able to show that you can manage the credit that you do have. Once you establish your business credit, there are just a very few similarities in terms of how you manage it. But in both worlds, it all boils down to being able to show that you can pay your bills on time and that you can manage whatever amount of credit or credit lines you have in play. So.
Okay, that's very informative. Actually, I know myself as a business coach, I run into people who often think that because they're not eligible for business funding. So I know a lot of times people's ideology is that they have to save. I don't traditionally hear too many people going the traditional, the old school route, rather, as far as writing their business plan and actually presenting it to the bank anymore for financing. So these principles that you're, you know, definitely dropping gems on us. So, hey, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to break for commercial. And when we come back, we'll have more credit information from Mr. Belcher. Hey, everybody, it's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hey, this is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome back. You are now listening to I Am Becoming Radio. This is your host, Coach Alonda Brooks, and we have our guest here, Mr. Jerome Belcher, Mr. Dynamic himself, the business credit and funding guru. We were talking about what's the most important credit principles that business owners need to adapt in today's culture. So I want to ask now, like, once business funding is secure, what is the most important steps to take to keep your credit growing positively?
Well, I think the best answer for that would be right now, with the COVID situation impacting the economy, business funding is very, very hard. It can be done, but you know, things are really, really strict. Whereas pre-COVID, it was a little bit more or a little less restricted. So right now, I mean, again, I think the most prominent thing that any of us, all of us, should be doing is keeping an eye on both credits that we have. If we're business owners, keeping an eye on your business credit scores and profiles, making sure that your vendors are reporting properly, making sure there's no mistakes on your profiles, which is very similar to personal credit, making sure that nothing is inaccurate, making sure that everything that's supposed to be there is there, and disputing, of course, anything that isn't there so that it doesn't negatively impact your score. These are all things that should be done at all times, regardless of, you know, if there's a national pandemic or anything of that nature. These are all things that should just be done every day. I check my scores every day because it is that serious. I mean, and it takes less than, you know, 10 minutes to really do that, really less than, you know, about 5 minutes or so to just kind of get a glance at everything, make sure it looks good. So that would be the priority for me and all my clients. That's what I suggest they do, because one bad report or one bad item can really devastate a score. So, you know, do credit monitoring. It's best to do the paid stuff because it's real time. A lot of these things like Credit Karma or Credit Sesame, they're not necessarily always real time. They're not always on the same sheet of music, but at a paid product, Identity IQ or ID Lock or something like that, those are the ones that give you everything in real time across the board. And that's a great practice to have, is to invest in a good credit monitoring service.
Yeah, that's good to know, because I know a lot of people think that Credit Karma is like the way to really accurately check their credit score. So how important do you feel, in your opinion, having great credit is to someone's becoming like the foundation to their dreams and their goals in life?
But you know what? One of my taglines, I call it one of my taglines, is I tell people all the time, business owners or people that just really are coming to me and just asking questions or want to be involved with any of my programs for credit repair, business credit building, or whatever. The most dominant theme out of all of that is you always have to do what is in the best interest of you, your family, and your finances. In terms of having great credit is a sacrifice. You know, most of us get, you know, I've seen lots of people get extra money and then they go get the things that they couldn't get when they really wanted them. Or, you know, they're vacationing every other month, or, you know, they're driving a car that they can barely make the ends meet on because these are things that they feel like they have to have. And then they sacrifice, they're potentially sacrificing their credit score, because if they can't pay that car, then it's going to get reported, you know, on their credit. Or if they can't pay that mortgage, it's going to get reported on their credit. So making sound and wise decisions that are in the absolute best interest of family and finances is the ultimate advice that I leave with everyone that I speak to. And I'll repeat it in any conversation I'm having 2 to 3 times. Just to reinforce the fact, I can't tell a person, nor will I tell a person, what to do. I don't want that responsibility. I don't want to be held accountable for that. If they do what I say and then it costs them their, you know, a really negative situation. So I just simply tell them, do what's best for you, your family, and your finances. And if that means sacrificing, you know, $100,000 car of the night, you know, it's a $45,000 car to get you a nice $10,000 gently used, you know, well conditioned car, then that's a sacrifice that you have to consider making. Why? Because it minimizes risk. That's, you know, in building credit, and is a risk, because you're taking out, you know, you're taking out loans or whatever, you're taking out your purchases with the intent, you know, in your mind that you're going to be able to pay it, but life happens. And then what happens when the Peter meets Paul, you know, Peter is robbing Paul to pay Chuck. What happens in that scenario? You know what I mean? So the most responsible thing any of us can do is to make wise decisions and really put thought into, you know, the decisions that we're making in terms of what we're going to do with the credit we do have. And one of the other things, and I'll end the question here, one of the things that I do recommend to anyone is to perform a SWOT analysis, and even in your personal finances, you know, perform, you know, a SWOT analysis, stands for strength, weakness, opportunities, and threats, in any decision that you make regarding your finance. It's just not part of the business plan. It's something that you can implement in the major decision-making components of your life. So that to me is one of the biggest things that we can do.
Thank you for that. So, Becomers, this is the person that when you coach with me, that I would definitely refer you to get your business funding and your personal credit together. So where can the followers find you to acquire your services, sir?
I'm on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. I wish I was intelligent enough to remember all the hashtags, but you can look up my name, Jerome Belcher, or Dynamic Business Group on any of those platforms. And then you can contact me. You can call me anytime. I like to talk. Warning you in advance, if you call me, you're going to be on the phone, and we're going to talk for a while. You can call me at 513-582-9006. Or you can direct any questions that you may have to info@dynamicbusinessgroupllc.org.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for the credit nuggets. You are definitely always dropping nuggets on me, and I appreciate that. So, Becomers, you know that I'm always here rooting for you. You can follow me on Instagram at I Must Become the Number One for your daily inspiration and your motivation. You can email me your feedback at imustbecomeone@yahoo.com. And remember that I'm always here rooting for your becoming. Credit is a very, very, very important part of your becoming to set you up for your best self and the best foundation to stand on. Always meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. to become. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.